Alfonso Cuarón's post-apocalyptic thriller Children of Men opened last Christmas during a flurry of movie releases. It's now out on DVD, and critic John Power says it may well be remembered long after last year's big hits are forgotten.
A couple of Saturdays ago, I spent 9 hours watching The Coast of Utopia, Tom Stoppard's theatrical trilogy about 19th-century Russian intellectuals. Mired in a backward, tyrannical country, these characters dreamed of creating a free and equal society. And what struck me about watching them is how astonishingly old-fashioned they now seem. Although most people in the world are freer and more prosperous than ever before, today's imagination is obsessed with dystopia, society as an oppressive hell. There's no more striking example of this than Children of Men, just out on DVD. Set in a near future that seems terribly familiar, Alfonso Cuarón's movie offers a thrilling and harrowing vision of modern society as a war zone. The year is 2027, and most of the world is post-apocalyptic. Mushroom clouds have bloomed over the major cities. The Siege of Seattle is in its 1,000th day. But Britain goes on, a nation filled with terrorist bombs, soldiers guarding the streets, and camps filled with refugees known as fugies. And here's the really bad news. Women throughout the world have stopped bearing children. There hasn't been a baby for nearly 20 years. Nobody feels the despair of all this more than Theo, played by Clive Owen. Theo's a dead-eyed, burnt-out case until he's grabbed by a rebel group, the Fishes, led by his ex-wife. That's Julianne Moore. She wants him to smuggle a young black fugitive named Key out of the country. Key's very special, you see. She's pregnant. Of course, getting Key to freedom won't be easy, and the first thing to be said about Children of Men is that it's filled with jaw-droppingly good action sequences. An explosion at a cafe, an attack on a car, a climactic battle scene that ups the ante on Saving Private Ryan. These scenes contain some of the greatest shots in movie history, shots so astonishing that the DVD includes a featurette on how Cuarón and his cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki managed to pull them off. Yet what makes the movie brilliant is more than technique. Working in a near-documentary style, Cuarón immerses us in a grungy, densely textured, futuristic reality unlike any I've seen on film. He doesn't recycle Blade Runner's rainy L.A. He doesn't trot out bombastically corny World War II cliches. You know, the jackbooted soldiers and Führer-style leaders you found in V for Vendetta. Instead, he offers us a lived-in world that echoes what already feels familiar. Urban terror, Guantanamo-style prisons, panic about immigrants, and a proliferation of sects and cults that can actually be kind of funny. Here, Theo talks to his friend Jasper, a doper political cartoonist played by Michael Caine, sporting shoulder-length gray hair.
Any girls?
No.
What about the one we had lunch with, Lauren?
Lorna. That was ages ago.
Well, I like her. What happened?
She decided to renounce.
Renouncers? Are those the ones that kneel down for a month for salvation?
No, they're the repenters. The renouncers flagellate themselves for the forgiveness of humanity.
Oh, right. Dating ain't what it used to be, is it, amigo?
Children of Men is one of three movies that came out last year from Mexico's so-called Three Amigos. Cuarón, Babel's Alejandro González Iñárritu, and Guillermo del Toro, who made Pan's Labyrinth. What they share is an outsider's perspective, a keen eye for social reality rarely found in the work of filmmakers from El Norte. Happily, Cuarón is too talented to bludgeon us with dead-on political ideas. While the movie does make us think about Baghdad, the war on terror, and building fences along our borders, it also alludes to Guernica and Aung San Suu Kyi from Myanmar. And its central problem, the infertility of women, suggests a world so far out of joint that even the French couldn't blame it on George W. Bush. That said, it's not completely accidental that the world's potential savior, Kyi, should be an immigrant refugee demonized by those in power. There's a metaphor here that Cuarón obviously takes to heart. If you think of the defining modern dystopian tales, from Zamyatin's We to Terry Gilliam's Brazil, they're nearly always steeped in defeatism. 1984 ends with Winston Smith loving Big Brother. Cuarón leaves us with something far different. For all the bleakness that surrounds him, Theo's story is a journey from hopelessness to hope. As he protects Key, his dead eyes come back to life. He wakes up and becomes willing to fight, even die, for something that isn't all fear, terrorism, and state-sponsored barbed wire. And though Children of Men doesn't tell us what will happen once Key makes her way to freedom, that doesn't matter. It's enough that she promises a better future. She's bringing newness into the world. Through her, Theo and we catch a very brief glimpse of the coast of utopia.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. You can find podcasts of Fresh Air at freshair.npr.org.